Hazrat Khalid was moving in Allah's way all the time, Ya Allah. Striving, traveling here and there to spread Islam far and wide, striving for Allah, uplifting Allah's deen. And he narrated a hadith as well. Some accumulate his hadith to be 18. But Al-Dhahabi says he has in the Musnad of Baqi ibn Mukhallad, rahimahullah, 71 hadith. Imagine Hazrat Khalid bin Walid striving in Allah's way, but also hears Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak statements and shares these words with the Ummah. When Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from this transitory world, Hazrat Khalid was sent again. So subhanallah, no time to stay at home and rest, always in the path of Allah, in motion for Allah, moving for Allah. He was sent to fight against the renegades, the apostates, and subhanallah, the troubles they were causing. And Hazrat Khalid, alhamdulillah, finished off that fitna. And thereafter, he writes to Hazrat Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, seeking permission or asking guidance of where is the next route, what's the next route, what's the next destination, subhanallah. What others could have done, besides Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum, come home, relax, after some time, then we'll see where to go, subhanallah. Sahaba, a different caliber, subhanallah. He writes to Hazrat Abu Bakr, where do you want me to go? He doesn't come home, relax, then we'll see. Hazrat Abu Bakr also doesn't say come home. Hazrat Abu Bakr says, now you ready? Go now to Persia. Take your men and strive in Allah's way. Subhanallah. Because the Sahabi striving in Allah's way, spreading Allah's deen in Persia was none other than Al-Muthanna ibn Haritha al-Shaybani radiallahu anhu. And he was in need of reinforcements. He was a great warrior of Islam, a great da'i ilallah azza wa jal. But look at the wisdom, the diplomacy, the character of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He exhorts Hazrat Khalid to value Hazrat Muthanna. And he thereafter encourages Al-Muthanna to value and appreciate and respect Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu, explaining to Al-Muthanna that Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu is a senior Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is to come to you, work under him, be obedient to him. So Hazrat Khalid is told to value Al-Muthanna. Al-Muthanna is told to respect Hazrat Khalid. Look how beautiful is our deen. Each one should acknowledge and recognize the rights of the next. Subhanallah. Each one sees to the next person's rights. How much of khair there'll be. Subhanallah. Each one wants to see to the next to make Allah happy. And Hazrat Khalid arrived. And together with Al-Muthanna, keeping Al-Muthanna bin Haritha as his right-hand man, they strove in Allah's way, took Allah's deen, and conquered more than 30 cities in Persia. Some of the names of these cities were Madar, Walaja, Hira, Ambar, Ain al-Tamr, Dumatul Jandal, area after area. At some stage, Hazrat Khalid writes to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, please send reinforcements for me. We are in need of help, because the Persians are coming with enormous numbers. Hazrat Abu Bakr sends a Sahabi, subhanallah, none other than Al-Qa'qa' ibn Amr al-Tamimi, radiallahu anhu. As Hazrat Khalid welcomes him, not realizing that Hazrat Abu Bakr had sent him alone, Hazrat Khalid felt that this individual has come to notify me that reinforcements are en route, are underway. So he welcomes Al-Qa'qa, knowing full well that the others are en route. But when he receives the letter of Al-Qa'qa, he was really astonished. Are you the only one? But it wasn't very much later when Hazrat Khalid realized the wisdom of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Because so many a time it was Al-Qa'qa radiallahu anhu who liberated and rescued all of the Muslims. It was Hazrat Qa'qa who saved the life of Hazrat Khalid himself radiallahu anhum. Subhanallah, during some of the expeditions, Hazrat Khalid's exhortations and his praises of Allah in poetry was so profound. Laka alhamdu maulana ala kulli ni'matin. وشكر لما أوليت من سابغ النعم مننت علينا بعد كفر وظلمة وأنقذتنا من حندس الظلم والظلم فتمم إله العرش ما قد نرومه وعجل لأهل الشرك بالبؤس والنقم. For you is all praise, our Master Allah, for thy countless bounties. For you is all appreciation for you pouring your favors upon us. Ya Allah, you favored us mainly, so many ways, in so many ways. But after kufr and darkness, Ya Allah, you gave us iman, you gifted us with iman. You've saved us from the severe darkness and practices of injustice. Oh Allah, fulfill our endeavors, which is to take your deen far and wide. And Ya Allah, you sought out and you punish the people of shirk, meaning those who do not want to change and want to remain upon shirk. Amongst his words, exhorting others, Hubbu jami'an ikhwati arwaha, nahwa al-aduwi nabtaghi al-kifaha, narju bithaka al-fawza wal-najaha, idha badalna dunahu arwaha, wa yarzuqullahu lana salaha, fi nasrina al-aduwa wal-rawaha. He's exhorting the others. Strive, my brothers, for Allah. Strive and sacrifice your souls for Allah towards the enemy, seeking to strive for Allah, seeking success, seeking His pleasure, defending His deen with our lives. May Allah give us the capability, salaha, and may Allah grant us victory against the enemies of Allah's deen. One of the famous statements of Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu, subhanallah, he says, even a night where I receive my bride that I love, the first time I'm to be with the woman that I always longed for and yearned for, even that night can never be more beloved to me than a cold, icy night striving in Allah's way. Wah, 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 wah. What spirituality, what iman, what yaqeen. Have you learned of the incident where Hazrat Khalid, ya Allah, with such conviction in Allah, this is such iman, such yaqeen in Sahaba kiram radiallahu anhum. Imagine when that soldier of the enemy was so depressed and he had poison to kill himself. Hazrat Khalid called for it, asked Allah's help, and he swallowed it, subhanallah. With conviction and yaqeen in Allah, that poison also that could take a life did not harm him whatsoever, subhanallah. Such iman, such yaqeen, radiallahu anhum. So Hazrat Khalid is striving in Allah's way in the lands of Persia, subhanallah. He was so brave that even during the time of Hajj, Muslims had just conquered Hira, and Hazrat Khalid appointed someone as his deputy, and he then traveled for Hajj and came back. This was so miraculous, such a difficult route, but night and day he went, was there for Arafah, and then returned. Hazrat Umar heard that he was around. So Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar discussed it, and Hazrat Abu Bakr sent encouraging him and reprimanding him that you should not have left your men unattended for this important task. But subhanAllah, Sahaba's amazing understanding of one another, Ya Allah. As he strove in Allah's way in Persia, then one day the letter arrives from Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, that leave Al-Muthanna to continue in Persia, and you are now to go to the lands of Syria, the lands of the Romans, to help Allah's men there. What do you think was the reaction of Hazrat Khalid? Nothing but obedience, subhanallah.